the Grand Rapids Arch arrived at Meyer Gardens in the autumn of 2005. Fabricated in a quarry near Andy Goldsworthy's home in Scotland, a three-month journey brought the arch by land through England, over the sea to Canada, across the U.S. border by rail into Michigan, and over the road again into the city of its namesake. A human Jesus that didn't die on the cross. A marriage to Mary Magdalene, their children, and a bloodline which still exists today. For some, it is heresy. For others, a hidden truth. And for one man, it represented a challenge to unlock the greatest of all religious conspiracies, the true Holy Grail.
Is the desire to be wrinkle-free so pervasive that it's actually becoming a social activity? Is a wrinkle-free face just a party away? For many of us, youth equals beauty. There are plenty of anti-aging options, from creams and serums to surgeries like brow or facelifts. But millions of us are opting for instant results without surgery, with ingredients like hyaluronic acid and botulinum toxin. The needle is the magic wand of choice to ward off signs of aging. What happened to aging gracefully?
The artist asked the military nicely if they wanted to play, and they declined. Next time, I won't give them the chance to say no. I'll just show up. They think I'm stuck here. Little do they know that my plane is so old that it can take ordinary gasoline. Bosnia is a military zone. Kosovo is a totally no-fly war zone. But straight ahead is Albania. And with my 100 liters, I can fly for 3.5 hours, nearly 400 kilometers. That should be enough to fly past Albania and reach into Corfu.
A man claiming to be the Grand Master of the Priory of Sion gave an interview to the BBC in Paris in 1982. Jean Cocteau, the surrealist artist, claimed that the Priory were guardians of the most powerful secret ever kept: the royal bloodline of Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene. In the 1970s and 80s, Pierre Plantard met with authors and journalists spreading the story of Béringer Saunière, the priest of the little village of Rennes-le-Château in France, who was said to have discovered important documents about this bloodline under his church.